Time now for the 12:15 news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your Country Financial representative located on the square in West Salem. Light clouds in the sky outside the studio right now. A high of 88 called for later today. No rain in the forecast. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The National FFA Organization has released its list of the 2018 American FFA degree recipients. A record 4,255 FFA members will receive the honor at the 91st National FFA Convention and Expo in October. Here locally, students from Sisney High School and Wayne City High School made the list. Those that made the list from Sisney were Jaden Brown, Mitchell Levi, Marissa Byers, and Summer Atterbury. Those that made the list from Wayne City were Eric Green, Jordan Greenwalt, Lindsey Johnson, and Hallie Anderson. According to the National FFA Organization's website, only FFA members who have demonstrated the highest level of commitment to FFA and made significant accomplishments in their supervised agricultural experiences are eligible for the American FFA degree. More news next.
Hi folks, this is Sandy at Gale Sales and Service. We have now completed our 67th year in business. To celebrate this milestone, we are giving our customers $67 off on select Speed Queen washer and dryer sets through August. The new Speed Queen washers and dryers are tested to last up to 25 years with an industry-best 3, 5, or 7-year parts and in-home labor warranty. Stop by Gale Sales and Service today and let us show you these new models. That's Gale Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield, with service after the sale. Also, check us out on Facebook.
Why should we eat dinner together more often? Dinner is a time to relax, recharge, laugh, tell stories, and catch up on the day's ups and downs while developing a sense of who we are as a family. That's what Sisney Key Market prides itself on, providing a home-like environment and a great meal while allowing families to spend the time together they deserve with no worries. Stop by your hometown grocery connection, Sisney Key Market, today on the square in Sisney, where dinner and family go hand in hand.
Do you have a photo you cherish? Let Fairfield Printing and Graphics help share your favorite digital photos in a big, beautiful way by giving canvas prints as gifts to family and friends. At Fairfield Printing and Graphics, you can turn baby and family portrait, engagement and wedding photos, memorable vacation shots, and much more into stunning canvas pictures that anyone would be proud to display in their home or office. Go to Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive for whatever you need, or give them a call at 842-4048.
In other news, 49-year-old Fairfield resident Larry D. Haygood was arrested by Fairfield police Monday afternoon on a charge of aggravated battery and criminal damage to property. According to police reports, officers were called to the 900 block of West Delaware Street to investigate the report of criminal damage to a vehicle. Officers spoke with Misty Haygood, who said her ex-husband, Larry Haygood, was causing problems. During the incident, Larry Haygood is accused of striking Misty Haygood's 2015 Mitsubishi with a 2x8 piece of lumber. He is also accused of trying to hit her. Officers later located Larry Haygood, arrested him, and transported him to the Wayne County Jail. The Western Wayne Water District has lifted the boil order sent out earlier this week. The order affected residents in Orchardville on County Road 13 from 1700 North to 1750 North, and 1740 North, 1730 North, and 250 East. The Illinois Department of Agriculture has announced the Wiseman family, which owns the Wiseman Farm in Wabash County, will be the grand marshals for the 2018 Illinois State Fair Twilight Parade later today. The Wisemans have been recognized as one of only two bicentennial farm families in Illinois. They grow corn and soybeans on their land, which has been in their family since 1818. Governor Bruce Rauner said, quote, "We're proud to have the Wisemans lead our Twilight Parade this year. Our farm families play a critical role in feeding people in Illinois and across the globe. And since we're celebrating our state's 200th birthday this year, it's the perfect time to recognize the contributions that the Wisemans have made for the past 200 years. The Illinois State Fair Twilight Parade kicks off later today at 5:30 p.m. Aperion is offering a CPR class tomorrow, that's Friday, at 8:30 a.m. The fee is $18. Aperion is located next to Fairfield Memorial Hospital, and anyone seeking more information is encouraged to call 842-3036. With the 2018 Sisney reunion kicking off yesterday evening, the event's co-president, Catherine Baker, is looking forward to tonight's events with a brief preview of the upcoming pageants.
The girls have worked really hard, and their interviews actually start at 5 p.m. That nobody gets to see, and so they'll start way before then. So then by the time everybody gets here, they'll be exhausted. But we have quite the show. We've got 9 Miss contestants competing, and we have 11 Little Miss contestants competing for the titles of 2018 Miss and Little Miss Reunion Queen.
Baker also pointed out some of the entertainment scheduled for the middle of the pageant at intermission, or halftime.
The little girls have worked hard. They have a dance that they will perform right about halftime of the thing. Like, we'll have like a short intermission for them to go change from one outfit to the next. So they have a cute little dance they've worked hard for.
The Miss, Little Miss, and Tiny Top pageants will begin at 7 o'clock tonight. Bingo is also scheduled from 7 to 9. Faith Fest 18 comes to the Wayne County Fairgrounds this Saturday, with gates opening at 10 a.m. The first of 10 bands will take the stage at 11:15 a.m., says Danny Lewis of the Shiloh Community Church, who also tells us exactly who will be on stage.
We got Restoration Band out of Centralia, Illinois. Then we have Point 5 out of Phoenix, Arizona. We've got Tom Golly out of Nashville, Tennessee. We've got Paul Good out of Nashville, Tennessee. And then we have the Peyton Sisters out of Enfield, Illinois. We have 33AD out of Benton. We got Judah First out of Mount Vernon, Illinois. We got Broken Vessel out of St. Louis. We got Mark Ant out of St. Louis. And Barney Morgan out of St. Louis.
Food vendors and a car show will all take place during Faith Fest 18. Admission to all the concerts is free, and food trucks will be on site selling concessions. This is the second Faith Fest, and we asked Danny how it all came about.
Came about as one of the ladies in the congregation brought me an old flyer for Godstock. And I said, man, it'd be great to do something like that again. That was on Sunday. Wednesday, we took my son up for Buffalo Wild Wings for graduating. And our waiter came up. And I always try to preach the gospel. So, you know, I asked him, I said, you know Jesus? He says, well, he kind of got offended. He said, yeah, I know Jesus. Why? And come to find out, he was lead singer in a Christian band, as we are out of Mount Vernon. And I told him my idea, and he said, let's do it.
Once again, Faith Fest 18 is this Saturday starting at 10 a.m. at the Wayne County Fairgrounds, and admission is free. Wayne County residents are thrifty. According to the website Smart Asset, Wayne County residents hold a smaller amount of credit card debt when compared to the vast majority of Illinois counties. The average person in Wayne County has an income of $24,342. The average credit card debt is $1,731 per person. That means Wayne County is ranked number 5 in the state of Illinois on the index of lowest credit card debt. Number 1 is nearby Wabash County, and coming in at number 10 is White County. 32-year-old Mount Vernon resident Charles Broadway has been formally charged in Jefferson County Court with 2 Class X crimes of predatory criminal sexual assault to a child under the age of 13, and also 1 count of aggravated criminal sexual abuse. Jefferson County Sheriff's deputies say they responded to a home on North 7 Mile Creek Lane at about 7:30 on Tuesday night, in reference to a sexual assault claim. Following their investigation, Broadway was taken into custody and transported to the Jefferson County Jail. Bond for Broadway was set at $150,000. A mental fitness evaluation was ordered Tuesday in Jefferson County Court for a 36-year-old rural Mount Vernon man who was charged with the first-degree murder of his brother. Matthew Sloan is charged with 3 counts of first-degree murder for allegedly shooting his 34-year-old brother once in the head on the 4th of July. According to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, at approximately 5:46 p.m. on the 4th of July, they received a 911 call from a woman indicating her husband, later identified as David Sloan, had been shot in the head by his brother at a home on East Webb Road in rural Mount Vernon. Detectives and crime scene investigators of the Illinois State Police were called in to conduct an investigation, and Matthew Sloan was later arrested for homicide. On Tuesday, Sloan's attorney filed a motion requesting a mental fitness evaluation be completed on the defendant. The court ordered the evaluation, which would have placed a preliminary hearing beyond the speedy trial clock had the delay not been attributed to the defendant. A status hearing in the case is scheduled for September 4th. Sloan remains in the Jefferson County Jail with bail set at $3 million. And Illinois will receive more than $15 million in federal money to construct an electric transmission line in southern Illinois. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced Monday the $15.3 million grant for Illinois is part of nearly $350 million in 20 rural electric projects in 14 states. The Illinois project allows Marion-based Southern Illinois Power Cooperative to install 21 miles of transmission line from the Marion Power Plant to a new substation in Carrier Mills. The Southern Illinois operation is owned by 7 member distribution cooperatives and serves about 100,000 customers in 35 counties. The money comes from the Electric Infrastructure Loan Program. It finances generation, transmission, and distribution projects, system improvements, and energy conservation programs in areas with 10,000 or fewer residents. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Save money on quality discount groceries found only at your Save-A-Lot store in Fairfield. Now through Saturday, 5-pound Klondike rose or gold potatoes, $2.99. Whole fryer chickens, 59 cents a pound. 10-pound Idaho potatoes, $3.99. And whole boneless pork loins, $1.69 a pound. Prices good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store, West Main and Fairfield.
If you're serious about your outdoor cooking, the Traeger Wood Pellet Grill is for you. From Superior Steel, food coming off a Traeger grill simply tastes better. Get your 20-pound bags of Traeger all-natural cherry, apple, hickory, maple, mesquite, oak, and pecan barbecue pellets at Superior Steel. And season your meats and veggies with Traeger shakes and rubs. Low sodium and gluten-free options also available. Discover the ultimate all-in-one outdoor cooking experience with your Traeger Wood Pellet Grill dealer. Superior Steel, Highway 242 South of Wayne City.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 83. It's time to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is at 25,518, down 15. The NASDAQ is at 7,913, up 25. September crude oil is at $67.02. That is up 8 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
In Lakeland area deaths, 95-year-old former Wayne City resident Hazel Garrison Thomason died on Monday at 4:50 p.m. at the River Terrace Health Campus in Madison, Indiana. She was a resident of Hanover, Indiana. And she was an 80-year member of the Olive Branch Missionary Baptist Church in rural Wayne City and had held membership in the Eastern Star. Hazel Thomason is survived by her daughter, Linda Wood of Hanover, Indiana, her son, Richard Thomason of Collinsville, 3 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, and several nieces, nephews, and other relatives. Funeral services will be conducted Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Olive Branch Missionary Baptist Church near Wayne City. Interment will follow in the Baltimore Cemetery near Wayne City. Visitation will be Thursday, today, from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Morgan and Ney Funeral Center in Madison, Indiana. Friday, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Olive Branch Missionary Baptist Church near Wayne City. And Saturday, from 10 a.m. until the time of service at the church. Memorial contributions may be made to the Olive Branch Church or the Kent Baptist Church. Cards are available at the funeral home and the church. 87-year-old McLeansboro resident Don Rich died Wednesday at Carmi Manor Rehab and Nursing Center. Don was a United States Navy veteran and served aboard the USS St. Paul in the Korean War, after which he worked in the oil fields and at General Motors in Pontiac, Michigan. Don Rich is survived by his son Mike, 2 grandsons and great-grandchildren, all of West Virginia, 2 brothers, Robert of Manitou, Kentucky, and David of Carmi, as well as several nieces and nephews. Memorials may be made to the First Church of God in Maunee, and they will be accepted at the church or at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be held from noon to 2 p.m. on Monday, and a memorial service will be held at 2 p.m. Monday at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. The Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of all the arrangements. 66-year-old Beverly D. Johnson of Fairfield died at 9:15 a.m. on Monday
as a result of a motor vehicle accident. She was a retired LPN and had worked for over 30 years at New Harmony Healthcare in New Harmony. Beverly Johnson is survived by her husband Harold, one daughter, Carrie Wick of Fairfield, two sons, Joe Kirkendall of Bethalto and Jonathan Kirkendall of Fairfield, four grandchildren, and one sister, Karen Gregory of Golconda. Funeral services for Beverly Johnson will be at 10 a.m. tomorrow, Friday, at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. tonight, Thursday night, at the funeral home. Memorials can be made to the Wayne County Humane Society, and they will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. And a memorial service will be held for Jeannie Locum at 3 p.m. on Saturday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with no burial at this time. Visitation will be from 2 p.m. until the time of service at the funeral home. Memorials can be made to the Wounded Warriors or the Adult Volunteer Literacy Program at Frontier Community College, and they will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and go home the same day? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to driving in 5 days? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to most normal activities in 2 weeks? With Asbury & Associates, you can. Dr. David Asbury is the most experienced surgeon in Southern Illinois performing robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. This state-of-the-art technology offers women many benefits over traditional surgery. This minimally invasive procedure requires only small incisions. You'll experience less pain and blood loss with fewer complications. Call Asbury & Associates to learn more about robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. 618-244-4800. Or visit our website, asburyandassociates.com. Asbury & Associates, with 4 locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Asbury & Associates, 618-244-4800.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather for today. Partly sunny skies, today's high 88. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 65. And then a 40% chance for showers tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 85. The outlook for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, partly cloudy skies on Saturday, a high of 88 and low of 62. Mostly sunny skies on Sunday, Sunday's high 85 with a low of 65. And sunny skies on Monday, Monday's high 85 with a low of 65.